Similar days, if Nun ain liknois didn ain Yehudi. These sinews that you're using to tie up your tefillin, you should not buy from a goy. Mishum dechashin and shem and beimet meh hay. We can't trust him. They're from a kosher animal. Mishnah Berurah says a chiddush b'shem Magen Avraham. This is talking about when you're going to the house of the goy to buy from him, because then we say that even if the majority of the sinews are from cows and oxen, kosher animals, but there's a concept of kavua, is like mefsal mitzvah. If you're going to the place that it is, then you always have to be mesupik. Maybe you have isa. But he says if a goy comes into the shuk and he has a whole bunch of these gidim in his hand, then you are allowed to buy from him, because we go by the majority, and the assumption is the majority are from kosher animals. There are many more problems with this, so if you want to buy from a goy, you should ask a shayla. We'll not go into all the protein. It says in Mechaber, Mokim Shein Gidim Metzuyim, Toifim Be Talad Duris, Shoysim Min Aklaf. If you can't get these sinews, then make from strips that are made actually from the parchment, and the skin that's made into a parchment. Actually, it's down low Gidim until they get the Gidim. Once again, this is also not a very calm situation. But if it does come up, that's the halacha. If one does have the situation that he's not using the gidi, he's using the hide that was cut into thin strips, should not make a bracha on the tefillin, since there are opinions that hold that he's not yotzei.